Hello, trusting still that this is a very special day for you and that some really meaningful times have been happening for you. So in this talk, we're going to reflect on our relationship with our environment, our context, and how we are aware of our context as a world at the moment with COVID-19. And the way in which the world is changing, the world needed to change, but is it going to be changing for the better? And so we are very aware at the moment about our relationship with our context, our relationship with our environment. And the Holy Spirit has so much important work to do in us, for us, through us, in that relationship. And so although I'm not going to be reflecting on COVID-19 specific applications now, I'm going to present some of the broader framework of the work of the Holy Spirit here. I think as you're watching this, you're very aware of the relevance of this theme. So I want to lead us with a prayer now. Please come, Holy Spirit. This is so much of a David and Goliath situation. We face a giant of a reality when we talk about and think about problems that the world faces. And we're not leaders, we're not in positions of much leverage, we feel. But yet you are at work, and you've always been at work through everyone, not just the leaders. And so I pray that you would be at work within each one of us during this time of reflection. Each of us is in our own way a leader, an influencer, and some who may be participating are in quite a privileged position of leverage. And so I pray particularly, Lord, for those, but not to leave anyone out, that we would truly appreciate what you want to do in us and through us by your Spirit in our relationship with our environment. I really pray for that. And so I pray, Lord, also that you would be at work to save us from the way in which we are content with half-truths, from the arrogance that thinks it knows all the truth, and from the way in which we don't want to learn new things. Help us this day to truly learn and understand the work of you, Lord God, Holy Spirit. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as we reflect on our relationship with our environment, we were, of course, created for unity, community, harmony in our relationship with our environment. The environment is meant to be a hospitable place, a place of hospitality, care for us. And we are also meant to form our environment so that it is a reflection of love. So when we're talking about our environment, we're talking about the natural environment, but also the human-made environment. And God has made it possible in the beginning, in God's intention in creation, for a very special relationship of unity and community and harmony. The Genesis 1 and 2 creation story portrays that so beautifully. But that was lost through sin. And the awful effects of communal sin are demonstrated in this area of the four relationships of life, perhaps most dramatically. This is the evil of socio and economic injustices. This is the evil of our abuse of the environment. But Jesus in his ministry has made it possible for us to have a friendship again, a community, a unity, a reconciliation with our environment. And the Holy Spirit is at work to help us to experience that and continue. Remember, Jesus' ministry continues through us. For us to be agents of a good relationship with our environment, for us to be agents of those who will make the environment into a place of hospitality, a reflection of love. And I'm going to be unpacking that a little bit now. But I firstly want to reflect on our relationship with creation. So many of us view creation as an object, something that's just a view, and perhaps we might appreciate it, but it's something separate from us. Now, the Holy Spirit will be at work to help us appreciate that there is a oneness, an interconnectedness There is, in fact, an ecosystem, and humanity has lost our awareness and appreciation and sensitivity that we are part of the ecosystem. So a big part of the work of the Holy Spirit today is to help us to appreciate that our environment, creation around us, is really family. Now, there's one person in history who stands out remarkably as someone who really understood by the Spirit that the natural world is family. And of course, this is Francis of Assisi, who spoke of the sun and fire as Sir Brother, and he spoke of the moon and water as sister. He knew they were family. He related to them as family. He appreciated the connection with them. And that is such an important part of how we are meant to be in this world. And that was through the Holy Spirit. He was an incredibly Spirit-filled person, enjoyed incredible intimacy with God. And such a Spirit-filled person knew the world was family. And that's what the Holy Spirit will do for you and I, will give to us that sense of oneness with creation. That's so, so, so important. But now I want to turn the focus onto the human-made environment. And this is a very challenging task. And our task here is to build an environment of hospitality. That's the work Jesus, that's kingdom work. And the Spirit will enable us to do this kingdom work. Now, I want us to appreciate that this human-made context of our lives affects every moment of our lives. This human-made context affects every moment of our lives. It is this context that will decide whether you have employment or not. It will decide whether that employment generates enough income for you to support your family. The human-made context, the socio-economic systems, the city and so on within which you live, that will define, for example, whether you have accesses to services like education and healthcare. It will define what kind of resources there are, anything from the library to the internet. It will determine your social freedoms and all restrictions. All of this is defined by the environment, the context, the human-made context within which you live. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit here is to be at work in such a way through us as people that the context which we create is a reflection of love and hospitality, a place in which people feel loved and are at peace, where there is that classic phrase from Scripture, shalom, the context within which no antagonisms are necessary because it is a context of justice. Now, that is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we need to seek for the Holy Spirit to enable us to be role players in this. I want you to appreciate that in small ways, but sometimes very big ways, you are an influencer in the environment in which you find yourself. And it's important that by the Holy Spirit, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we make the most of that influence that we have and that God wants us to use for kingdom purposes. So we need to be people who understand the values of the kingdom well and are agents of that kingdom. Now, this is very challenging work, this engagement with our context, because this is the world of politics and economics. This is the world of the power struggles of society. This is the world of political parties and NGOs and NPOs and trade unions and watchdog organizations and civil society in general. It's a complicated world. It's a dangerous world. It's a world that requires a lot of courage. Now, just as the Holy Spirit has always helped, and there's plenty of examples in history, and there's plenty of examples in Scripture, helped people, ordinary people, take on enormous challenges, so the Holy Spirit will enable us to do this, and wants to do this. I think that's one of the important things I'm wanting us to appreciate here, that The Holy Spirit desires that we be kingdom agents in our relationship with our context. That's what true revival means in society today, is that our neighborhoods become places of care, that we develop a much better relationship with our ecosystem, that our economics has much greater values of care and is not an economic system that impoverishes so many and abuses so many and causes so much injustice and instability in the world, and such a gap between rich countries and poor countries, and such a gap between rich people and poor people. These are things that causes God's heart to ache. How many of us feel that ache? If we open ourselves up to the Spirit and we invite, because remember the importance of inviting the Spirit, we invite the Spirit, we will feel that ache from God and we will get involved. That is what God is wanting to do in the world. On this Holy Spirit Day, let us appreciate this isn't just about something personal. As John Wesley always taught, our relationship with God isn't just a personal matter, it's also a social matter. Let us not overlook this important realm of the work of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit will empower and inspire and enlighten me in this area of discipleship. The Holy Spirit will also give me guidance as to who are good thought leaders to follow, what are good books to read, what are good organizations to be part of. The Holy Spirit will help me to be wise and discerning, because there's a lot of complexity in this world, as I've said before. The Holy Spirit will enable me to connect Jesus' teachings to the social context in the challenges that one is facing. And so this is very, very important, and I do hope and pray that you and I invite the Spirit to play this role in our lives. And so the last big area that I want to touch on in this is what is often referred to as the gifts of the Spirit. And here one is reflecting on the blessing of unique gifts of service from the Holy Spirit. And this is something very, very important. The Holy Spirit here ensures that there is a giftedness amongst disciples of Jesus for the common good, for the building up of the church, for the developing of faith and grace in the community. This is what the gifting work of the Holy Spirit is all about. What the Holy Spirit is doing here is taking the whole of any person, including their talents, their strengths, their giftedness, their powers, their abilities, their life experience, taking the whole of that and making it serve God's reign, God's kingdom, making it serve the community. Now, in a small moment, I'm going to be reading some of the gifts of the Spirit. Some of them are quite ordinary. Some of them seem to be quite extraordinary. But the very important thing is that the role of the Holy Spirit here is to take what we're good at and make sure it is used in loving service. So when we, for example, read Paul reflecting in his letter to Corinthians 12, 13, 14, those chapters, and in other places also, we see him reflecting that sometimes somebody is showing forth some ecstatic phenomena and people think that it's the Holy Spirit at work, but it's not serving the community at all in any way. It's not loving service. It's in fact being divisive. He says that's not the Holy Spirit at work. So he's saying when one's thinking about the gifts of the Spirit, don't just look for ecstatic phenomena. What the Holy Spirit is actually doing is taking what we're good at and making sure it is used in loving service. Now, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit won't make us good at something that we're not yet good at, because the Holy Spirit does do that for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of loving service, particularly loving service through the church. So one may well receive a new gifting, but whether it's new or it's something you're already good at, the work of the Holy Spirit is to enhance that, develop that, deepen that. Because you're good at it now doesn't mean you can't grow in it. And so the Holy Spirit is there to grow it so that it is used in the service of the kingdom. And that's very, very, very important. So let me go through a list. And this is a list that one can take when one puts the whole of Scripture together, all of the gifts that are listed. But of course, the Holy Spirit's work isn't defined to this gift list. There's 30 here that I'm wanting to read out, but just as I read them out, appreciate that this is what typically people have experienced the Holy Spirit to be at work in terms of gifting in the life of the community through the church. Artistic creativity, craftsmanship, giving, hospitality, knowledge, mercy, music, organization, voluntary poverty, wisdom, apostle, counseling, evangelism, helps, leadership, missionary, service, shepherding, singleness, teaching, deliverance, discernment, faith, healing, interpretation, miracles, prayer, prophecy, suffering, and tongues. How has the Holy Spirit gifted you for service? You already are good at certain things. How does the Holy Spirit want to take that which you're good at? Your giftedness, your genius, your talents, your experience, your abilities, and use that in service to the community, the environment. Those are important questions as you reflect on your relationship with context. I pray that everything I've said now will lead to a very significant time of reflection, a time that will lead to social change, because boy, we need social change. God bless you. Let me pray. Thank you, Lord, for my privilege to, on the screen, be praying today and people are able to hear this prayer. Thank you for this. Thank you so much for this, my privileged position. And right now, I'm praying for your blessing. I'm praying for encouragement. Some might feel really fatigued. Oh boy, have I got energy for this, they're saying to themselves. Encourage them, enable them to take first steps, even if first steps are small steps, and to know the joy of serving you in relationship to context, which is such important kingdom work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, very importantly, the phone number 068-153-5941. Let me just read it again for those who are only listening to audio. 068-153-5941. And the invitation to you, don't go it alone today. Let somebody pray for you. And again, as I said before, this phone number isn't just if you're feeling in a crisis. There are people, 18 of them. We don't want to be spending the day waiting for the phone to ring and the phone's not ringing. So send me a message on that number and I'll link you up with somebody who would really love to be praying for you, and that'll be a blessing for you. God bless you.